have too much truck with any of them. What's a similar insect that doesn't sting? Well, some people say it doesn't sting. I don't know if it does or not. It looks like a wasp, but it's not.
Dirt dog.
Uh-huh. Do you have those?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's an insect that jumps along in the grass? A green one.
Grasshopper.
Uh-huh. What a small fish they used for bait called?
Minnows.
What do you call the filmy thing that an insect might build in the corner of a ceiling? You might have to get a broom and sweep it down.
Cobwebs.
Uh-huh. And if the same thing was outside on a branch, would you call it the same thing or would you call it something different?
I don't know. It'd still be webs, spider webs.
Uh-huh. Well, would you, I'm just wondering if you'd call it cobweb in the house and spider web outside.
Spider web outside, I guess.
Uh-huh. The parts of a tree that grow underground are its
roots.
What's a tree that people get sugar from?
Sugar tree.
Okay. Now, do they grow around here?
No.
Uh-huh. What do you call a number of sugar trees together? Or a number of any trees?
Just like several trees.
Okay. What's a very big tree that has sort of grayish bark? It's not an oak tree, and it has little round spiny balls.
Is it poplar?
Now, you know, I don't know.
That's a poplar right there.
Does that have balls on it?
I think so.
Well, what's another?
What's
a kind that begins with an S?
Thorn tree.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a button ball or a buttonwood tree? How about a sycamore?
I've heard of sycamore.
Now, do they have balls on it?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Do they grow around here?
I guess in the bottom, I imagine so. Sycamore, yeah.
Okay. George Washington chopped down a
cherry tree.
What's a bush that's said to be poisonous? A poison?
Ivy.
Yeah, now that's a
poison.
Vine. Now there's a tree, supposedly, that begins with an S, and they call it a poison. Have you ever heard of a shumake or a sumac poison?
Yeah, shumake. Yeah, it has red bears on it.
Yeah, that's right. Do they grow around here?
Yeah.
And are they poisonous?
Well, they say, I understand they are.
Uh-huh. Now, tell me again, a vine that can make a person's skin break out?
Poison ivy.
Okay. You might say to a child, don't eat those berries. Some of them may be...
Poison.
What are some red berries that can be eaten?
Blackberries.
What else? Red ones.
Strawberries.
Okay. And what are some that look like blackberries and they grow up in the mountains and they begin with an R?
Huckleberries.
Okay. And what are some others? Think of any other?
Chinkapins.
Yeah. How about raspberries?
Yeah, raspberries. We used to have a raspberry tree, huh?
Those are the best things. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What are some other berries that can be eaten? Different colors. Any color. I guess we really pretty well ran through them, didn't we?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. What's a bush-like shrub that grows up in the mountains?
Mountain
lawn. Mm-hmm. And, let's see. What's a shrub that grows in the mountains and it has pink or white flowers on it?
Mountain lawn.
Okay. And some people say, let me see. Have you ever heard of rhododendron?
Yeah.
Now, is there a difference between mountain laurel and rhododendron?
I don't know. Her own lives, you know, she lived in North Carolina, and she brought some out and set out, but Bobby's cutting the grass and put it.
Oh, well, that's one of life's little tragedies. What's a tree that has very large white flowers?
Dogwood.
Okay, and what's another one? Great big. They're associated with the South.
Is it, magnolia.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I must ask the man I'm married to. I must ask
my husband.